Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lance Blankenship. Batting second. The second baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Scott Lighty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Sean Hillegas. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ippolito Pichardo. And now, play ball. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Gates moves to third. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates scores. Sierra scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sierra. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Brett moves to third. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Joyner scores. It's Athletics, 2, Royals, 2. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. McFarlane moves to third. Gwynn moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McFarlane scores. Gwynn scores. Hyatt moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hyatt scores. Gagne moves to third. It's 5-2, Royals. Mike Mohler now pitching. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. Jose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gagne scores. Lind moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 0-for-1 in the game. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lind moves to third. Jose moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Lind scores. Jose moves to third. McCray moves to second. It's 7-2, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose scores. McCray scores. Brett moves to third. It's 9-2, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leidy strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bordick moves to second. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Boever now pitching. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boever fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Pichardo covering, for the out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCray. Neal reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Neil moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Lighty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lighty is 0-for-1 in the game. Lighty takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Lighty moves to second. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a pop-up towards third. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first, with Boever covering, for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Joyner moves to second. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lighty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hyatt. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Steinbach moves to second. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sveum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sveum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Sveum reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leidy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leidy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Leidy reaches second base with a double. Sveum scores. Seitzer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Royals. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Leidy scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-6, Royals. Tom Gordon now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Athletics 6. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a line drive off the glove of Seitzer, and into shallow left field. Lind reaches second base with a double. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jose hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blankenship. Jose reaches second base with a double. Lind scores. It's 10-6, Royals. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 6. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sviam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sviam strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 6. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Leidy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leidy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Leidy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Leidy reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leidy scores. It's 10-7, Royals. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Royals. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 8. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sviam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Jose scores. McRae moves to second. One out. It's 11-8, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Joyner is walked intentionally. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leidy, who is chasing the ball. Gwynn reaches third base with a triple. McRae scores. Joyner goes all the way around to score. It's 13-8, Royals. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.